K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggie, Ava Max, absolute superstar. She's had a big couple of years.
She definitely has, and people just adore her because not only does she produce amazing music, but I really feel like, you know, if you share one of her stories or you chat to her online, she's one of those celebs that'll get back to you.
Yes.
So I feel like we're kind of friends.
Well, she's been on the show before when she was in the country last, and she's getting back to us now.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ava. Where do we find you this morning in isolation?
Hello. Yes, I am in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and you're locked down. How are you coping with that?
I am. It's crazy because I've been traveling the world for the past year and a half, so it's strange to stay in one place for a long time now.
Are you kind of enjoying it a little bit? Because I was chatting about this with Tom as well. Even though it's sad and that, there's still the positive is that you get to actually sit down for a little bit and just kind of breathe.
Yeah. It is, for sure. I mean, obviously, I love to travel, but it is nice to just chill for a second. But I haven't been able to see my family because of the coronavirus, and I don't want to get close to them because, you know, you never know. So it's kind of like self-isolation, alone time, which kind of can get kind of crazy in my head.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, so what are you doing to keep yourself occupied?
I'm on YouTube 24/7 looking at, like, workout videos and trying to keep my mind active, meditation videos. I mean, it's tough because all I want to do is leave the house, but I can't.
Yeah.
So I think cooking has kept me occupied.
So we talked to a lot of artists, obviously, and a lot of them are in the same position as you, where they can't get out and do what they do, which is get on the road and you know, perform to audiences and have that interaction with fans of their music. So as Loggie mentioned earlier, you are one of the people that does like to interact with fans of yourself and your music. Is that really ramping up? How are you staying in touch with people?
Man, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I'm trying as much as I can to stay active, and it's a tough one because obviously you want to be with your fans in person. But at this time, I think the most important thing is safety and health, and I think everyone right now in the world knows that.
Yeah. We love you, Ava. We love that you've finally, you know, given us some new music as well to sink our teeth into. Kings and Queens is the latest. And I love that you have done a behind the scenes of the filming of the video clip that you've thrown up online.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool to see. I've heard a rumor when people like yourself record music videos. Is it true that they make the song slower, like 50% slower, and then they speed it up when we actually, you know, when they put the music video out, they speed it up so it looks normal so that it's easier for you to, you know, sing those words and get people to synchronize and get people to dance and stuff?
Well, sometimes actually, for certain scenes, for this one in particular, we didn't do that. We actually recorded it and videotaped it exactly how it was. But we slow it down.
Because it had like live animals and everything in this one, and I'm like, oh, God.
can't slow them down.
I had to have those birds in there. They were so cute. And also I grew up with birds, cockatiels and whatnot. So I really thought it'd be special to put some birds in there.
The song Kings and Queens is quite epic. It's quite an anthem. Can you tell us a bit about it?
The song exactly is really just about women taking back their throne and taking over the world, queen.
Right.
That's it. We're doing it.
Yes. And especially once the coronavirus goes away, we can go out into the world and own it even more.
Yeah. So it's kind of like kings and queens. So is how you tell it. Kings and queens.
Yeah. Yes, actually, I just start saying kings and queens.
Yeah. And when we spoke to you last, we had you on the show last time, and it was about a year ago now. You're in the country, and we're fortunate enough to hang out with you. You alluded to the fact that there would be an album coming and that you were possibly working on that. We do now have confirmation that this is the first single from this forthcoming album, yes?
Yes, it is, and I'm really saying a couple more singles before I release the actual debut album, especially with what's going on right now. I think it's best to do that. You know, last year we postponed it a bit, and I'm really happy we did because we actually have even more songs now on the album that are brand new, and yeah, I cannot wait to release it this summer.
Awesome. Okay, so watch this space for the album still. It's coming. It's not far away now.
Cannot wait.
But Kings and Queens is the first single from it. We're going to have a listen to it now. Ava Max, stay safe, stay healthy, and we can't wait to see you when you do eventually make it back to Australia once all this is behind us, okay?
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.